How are you, sir?
Good. How's it going?
At RTD Hardware, just outside Las Cruces in southern New Mexico, each aisle is adorned with a bright yellow state flag. The shop is neatly supplied with all the tools you'll need to solve a plumbing calamity or make over a backyard. What you won't find are the tools to fix the federal budget crisis.
Oh, it's reflected in the business, absolutely. Along with our walk-in customer and government sales, everybody's tightening their belt.
Richard Trujillo is the store owner. It's a family-run shop named after his three daughters. Roughly a quarter of his business depends on contracts with the federal government, and his regular customers are federal employees. New Mexico is home to two national research labs funded by the Department of Energy and four military bases.
One
of those military bases is White Sands Missile Range. It's here that the Army does missile and weapons tests like this one. The missile range employs some 9,000 people. More than 80% of salaries go to civilian workers, contractors, engineers, scientists. Monty Marlin is the public affairs officer for the base.
Our regional impact is about $2.3 million a day to the regional economy.
The base is under a hiring freeze. It stopped unnecessary travel and training and may not renew all contracts with outside businesses. There's also a chance of furloughs for civilian employees up to 22 days, about a month's worth of pay. Multiply these troubles statewide, and the picture looks bleak. Chris Erickson is an economist with New Mexico State University.
New Mexico has about twice the number of federal employees of the national average. We have about 4% of statewide employees compared to about 2% nationally.
Erickson and others estimate New Mexico could lose upwards of 28,000 jobs within 2 years of the sequester. That includes both direct and indirect losses. A census study in 2010 showed federal dollars make up one-third of the state's GDP, among the highest in the country. John Barella is the Economic Development Secretary in New Mexico.
It is very, very important that we begin to diversify New Mexico's economy to create a more robust private sector that's not as dependent upon these federal jobs.
Currently, a package of bills is making its way through the state legislature aimed at making New Mexico more attractive to private businesses. The state has had negative job growth in the past 2 years, but there has been one bright spot, cross-border trade. It too could suffer from the sequester. Homeland Security Director Janet Napolitano testified before Congress earlier this month, saying the sequester could reduce staff at the ports of entry.
On the southwest border, our biggest land ports could face waits of 5 hours or more, functionally closing these ports during core hours.
Meanwhile, businesses like RTD Hardware in Las Cruces are holding their breath. Company Vice President Teresa Gonzalez says they are holding off on ordering non-essential inventory and focusing on improving customer service.
Everybody's just waiting and waiting for more money, and so this is just adding to the stress, I think, the sequestration.
Congress has until Friday to act before the automatic budget cuts go into effect. In Las Cruces, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe.